feature in the current issue of Blender, the music magazine, asks, when will your favorite rock star die? Gerontologist Dr. David Demko and his colleague Keldrick Mobley help Blender calculate when some famous rockers might well expect to expire, given their respective histories of self-destructive behavior. Survey gives credits or demerits for characteristics such as gender, males usually live shorter lives in or out of music, as well as drinking, drug intake, stress, and marital status. The magazine makes mortality estimates for Michael Jackson, Courtney Love, Ozzy Osbourne, Sting, Whitney Houston, and 50 Cent. Mr. Cent, by the way, has given 4 points to his favor for having survived an incident of being shot 9 times. All of the above musicians are expected to live to at least retirement age. Sting is projected to live to the age of 93. He has a long, happy marriage, practices yoga, and is a self-proclaimed master of tantric sex with his wife, Trudy Styler. Sting, says Dr. Demko, does what most others should be doing to live long and prosper. Then there's Keith Richards. The baddest boy of the Rolling Stones is given a 9-point penalty for abusing every drug known to man, and a few that aren't, a -4 for excessive drinking, a -8 for chain smoking, and another -9 for promiscuous sex. However, Mr. Richards is awarded 4 points for physiological hardiness, because he's not dead yet. Dr. Demko projects that Keith Richards should die in 1995 at the age of 52. You may have noticed Mr. Richards is now 60 and still reportedly earning more demerits. Says the doctor, I'm not sure how he's done it, but Keith Richards defies conventional wisdom and seems to have eluded death.